This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Despite the fact that the U.S. government shutdown was averted, another week of turmoil seems to be in the making on Capitol Hill. Conservative legislators promised to be relentless in his efforts to oust Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
A new showdown might be on the horizon on Capitol Hill. Far-right conservatives aren't happy that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reached out to Democrats to pass the temporary funding bill. Ousting him is now a top priority for conservative Republican Representative Matt Gaetz. McCarthy's response was defiant. He appeared on CBS's Face the Nation.
So be it. Bring it on. Let's get over with it and let's start governing. If he's upset because he tried to push us in a shutdown and I made sure government didn't shut down, then let's have that fight.
Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Ukraine is responding to the news that the funding for the war with Russia is not included in the new stopgap measure. Reuters' Mimi Montgomery.
A Ukraine foreign ministry spokesperson says American support for his country remains strong despite news that the stopgap budget bill won't include new financial support for Kyiv. This is because ongoing aid programs won't affect billions of dollars of financial assistance already pledged. But the omission of new aid raises concerns, as U.S. President Biden stresses in a speech.
We cannot, under any circumstance, allow American support for Ukraine to be interrupted. I fully expect the speaker to keep his commitment to secure passage and support needed to help Ukraine as they defend themselves against aggression and brutality.
President Zelensky recently told U.S. lawmakers additional aid is crucial for continuing the fight. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The Turkish Defense Ministry says its warplanes carried out raids on suspected Kurdish rebel targets in northern Iraq following a suicide attack on a government building in the Turkish capital.